Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the ATOM Valves Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gopal Chandak from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to ATOM Valves Limited Q2 FY24 conference call. From the management side, we have Mr. Amit Jain, Managing Director. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Amit Jain. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Gopal. Good afternoon, everyone. I extend a heartfelt welcome to each one of you joining us for the conference call of ATOM Valves Limited, where we aim to delve into our exceptional performance during Q2 FY24. Before we delve into specifics of Q2 and H1 financial year 2024, allow me to provide a concise overview of our company and its business model. ATOM Valves Limited stands at the forefront as a leading manufacturer of industrial and plumbing valves. The company produces a diverse range of valves, including gate, globe, check, ball, butterfly, steam traps, boiler mountings, and accessories, and other industrial valves and fittings. Our multi-capability manufacturing infrastructure, coupled with a dedicated team of 500 professionals, enables us to handle large and customized orders with ease. With a steadfast commitment to innovation and product quality, ATOM Valves has emerged as a trusted partner to numerous industries. We are actively planning a significant expansion to venture into production of large-sized valves, strategically aiming to meet the diverse needs of the entire valve industry. Currently, company's valves are used in many renowned industries like oil and gas, refining and petrochemicals, chemicals and pharmaceuticals, marine, mining, water and wastewater, textile, sugar, and HVAC industries. We serve over 300 clients, and a few of our marquee clients are Thermax, NTPC, HPCL, BPCL, Ganesh Industrial Supplies, Universal Mill Store, Raman Sales Corporation, Global Flow Controls, Cheema Boilers. Our top 15 clients contribute 80% of sales. We participate in exhibition and revenue and profitability contribution from hospitality, exhibition, and events is 20% of sales. We talk about revenues contribution from our business vertical. Boiler contributes to 30% sales. Domestic appliance contributes 40% of sales. Hydro projects contribute 10% of sales. Other products contribute 20% of sales. The global industrial valves market is projected to reach $99.8 billion by 2028, with the 4.4% CAGR from $80.4 billion in 2023. Simultaneously, the Indian sanitaryware and bathroom fitting market was valued at $8,124.8 million in 2022. The growth of the industrial valves market is driven by the rising demand from healthcare and pharmaceutical industries, the establishment of smart cities globally, and the rapid deployment of connected networks to monitor valve conditions and predict system failure, providing ATOM Valves Limited with abundant opportunities for growth. Focusing on global expansion, we have established an extensive distribution network across India and are actively pursuing opportunities in the U.S. market through strategic partnerships and approvals for manufacturers. These collaborations underscore our dedication to delivering cutting-edge solutions to our customers. Our international presence is 3%, with presence in South Africa, USA, U.K., and Indonesia. The company extends to increase its presence in the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Tanzania, Kenya, Russia, and Canada. Navigating this dynamic landscape, our strategic positioning emphasizes on innovation and comprehensive product portfolio ensure that we are well prepared to capitalize on high development prospects in all wall industry segments. This commitment positions us to thrive in the evolving automotive landscape, ensuring sustained growth and success for our company. Furthermore, we are executing a forward integration into bathware items under the brand Dalek with the CAPEX plan of approximately 30 crore. This strategic move is expected to contribute significantly to our total revenues in the upcoming quarter. We expect its contribution to total sales to increase to at least 10% by financial year 25. Commenting on the financial highlights, quarter 2 financial 24 and H1 financial 24, it's evident that Atom Walls Limited has showcased remarkable resilience and strategic progress. In quarter 2 financial year 24, the company's total revenue witnessed a substantial upswing reaching 12.76 crores, demonstrating its adaptability in the ever-changing business environment. EBITDA rose to 2.3 crore and the EBITDA margin at 18.70% reflects the company's operational efficiency. Profit after tax stands at 1.30 crores with a PAT margin of 10.34, furthermore emphasizing Atom Walls financial strength and sound decision making. The positive trajectory extends to earning per share which stands at 1.12. Looking ahead to the second half of financial year 24, Atom Walls optimistic outlook is grounded in its strong quarter 2 performance and strategic initiatives geared towards industry prominence. The company's consistent growth and financial stability position it favorably for continued success in the dynamic market landscape. Turning our attention to H1 financial year 24, Atom Walls impressive total revenue of 23.17 crore, up from 18.45 crore in H1 financial year 23, underscores sustained growth. The increased EBITDA of 3.89 crore, coupled with the improved EBITDA margin of 16.80%, reflects sound financial management. The profit after tax for H1 financial year 24 is 2.16 crore with a PAT margin of 9.32%, signifying robust profitability. Earnings per share stands at 1.84 in H1 financial year 23. In summary, Atom Walls' commendable financial performance in H1 financial year 24, coupled with its strategic initiatives, highlights its dedication to excellence. The company continues to be the preferred supplier, emphasizing its commitment to delivering the top quality product in the market. Before we delve into the question and answer session, I want to express my sincere gratitude to all our stakeholders for being an integral part of our growth journey. Your support and involvement have played a crucial role in our success, and we genuinely appreciate your valuable contribution. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you once again for your presence and continued support.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Prathamesh Deva from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
Yeah. Firstly, congratulations for your great set of numbers. Sir, in your recent presentation, I saw you are giving guidance of 1,000 crores in FY 2030. So, can we consider like from here your revenue will grow at 50% CAGR?
Thank you for your question. Well, 2030, we have a target of 1,000 crore. There's no doubt in it. But if we commit CAGR 50% for every year, that's kind of tough because we are coming up with new products, new market. Eventually, we will succeed, but it will take some time. And we cannot say that, you know, year to year, we'll have the same kind of growth.
Okay, sir, any guidance for 24?
Sorry?
Any revenue guidance for FY24?
Yeah, we'll at least touch APCR.
Okay, it is about it. And sir, how are you seeing your working capital days going on? Are you planning to reduce it? Because I think your receivables are a little bit higher side.
See, we are, you know, as I said, we are developing new products and we are trying to, you know, push those products in the market. That's why we have to give credit as well in the market just to get the acceptance from the market. Yeah, from last year, definitely it will decrease by the end of this year. There is no doubt in it because we are getting good response in the market.
Okay, okay. Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side and all the best.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Shivam Sharma from PCR Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my question was, how does the company intend to utilize its existing distribution network in India to support its global expansion efforts?
Sorry, thanks for your question, but it's not clear. Can you say again?
Yeah, sure, sir. How does the company intend to utilize its existing distribution network in India to support its global expansion efforts? And are there any specific target markets outside India?
Yeah, recently we are in touch with one of our very good, one of the very good clients in Canada. They are offering, you know, their own brand to us. And we are just waiting for the API certification from them. And once we have that, then definitely that's a very big boost for us to open up Canada market. And with that market, we can, you know, sell our products to all the petroleum industries, big petroleum industries. So we have a range, we have existing range in our portfolio, but not the bigger sizes. Like I said in my presentation that we are going to put up a new plant and we are in fact planning to put up a big new plant with the, which can manufacture bigger walls, sizes.
Okay, thank you. So, one more question. Could you provide insights into the geographical and sector-wise breakdown of revenue growth?
Geographical?
Yeah, geographical.
You mean state-wise?
Yes, sir. Country-wise, I mean.
See, we have our own warehouse in Gujarat. So, we are getting good response there. All customers are, you know, buying directly from there. And we have a good distributor there. And then South is also, especially Karnataka, is a very good market for us. Same with Haryana. We are known in Haryana among all good boiler manufacturers. So you can say that Gujarat, then Karnataka, then Haryana is our main market.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
I hope I have cleared your...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from Cogen Finvest. Please go ahead. Vaibhav, the line for you has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity and... conversation of decent set of numbers. Amitji, I have few questions related to the current expansion so that we that is going on. So we have continuously delayed the our commencement period. So are we facing any technical issue or related to the plant or what's the situation? Because earlier it was around Q2 of the FY24, then now it's shifted to almost Q4 of the FY24. So when the plant can be started and any difficulties that we are facing it, or what's the situation?
You mean plant for bathroom faucets, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Our expansion that we have mentioned in the presentation.
Yeah. So there's a delay. There's no doubt in it. But we have made some different decisions because we want to expand our existing product range first. Like I said, we got a good opportunity in Canada. So we are concentrating on that. And for the bathroom faucets, yes, we are going to start trading. We want to go asset light on that product. So once, yeah, we are getting products from China, Russia, sorry, Spain, and Italy. So we finalized few ranges and have ordered also. So hopefully, they will reach by January first week. And accordingly, we will launch that in the market.
Okay. So what's going on with this CapEx? So this will be continued still on, or are we scrapping the idea of the CapEx that we have?
No. See, CapEx will be there. CapEx will be required for our new factory for bigger walls. And working capital will be required for this bathroom faucets because we'll be importing them from other places. So working capital will be required on that cases. But CapEx is there because we want to set up a new unit for bigger walls.
Got it. So it will be basically what will happen? The newer expansion was made for the bathroom faucets and all. Will divert it to the bigger one. Is my understanding is correct?
Yeah, as far as CapEx is concerned, because we want to go asset light on the bathroom faucets, we want to build our brand in the market. We want to get the response from the market about the product that we are importing. And once we have a good response from the market, then we'll definitely increase our base here and start investing in the capital.
Got it, got it. And sir, on the margin front, you can see there was a little bit of pressure compared to the last year. So what's the sustainable margin that we can maintain in terms of EBITDA level? And what will be the, is there any scope of improvement in it?
See, like I said, because why margin has reduced? Because we are penetrating into the market, new markets. We are spending a lot on the marketing of existing product as well as new product and the upcoming products. So definitely, we will sustain at least 12%-13% PAT when it comes to PAT. Yes. Then it will improve a bit as well.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
And sir, so I think you have one of the earlier participants, you said you are targeting around 80 crore for this year. So in the H1, we were somewhere at around 23, 24 crore. So this much growth is expected in H2. So do we have any confirmed big orders in our hand or? What's the situation? From where the growth will come?
See, in our trade, last quarter is always the busy quarter because you can correlate with the last year's. Last quarter sales is almost equivalent to other three quarters.
Okay.
Because, some projects are coming up, some projects are in the pipeline. They all want to, finish those projects within this year. So the pressure will be there. So I am sure we'll be able to achieve that target because we have done that in the past as well. We have a good confidence and hope from the market. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what's the current order book we have in terms of the pending orders or anything?
See, our this pending orders, mostly we have our own network, our dealer network, and it's ongoing process. So most of the items like our catalog items, and we have that running the stock in our hands. So our dealers send us an order and we dispatch it. So right now, if you talk about orders in hand, yes, we have around 6 crore orders in hand. So that will, it's a regular process.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, our current dealer network will be of around how many dealers?
We have around 750 dealers all over India.
Okay. And sir, what will be the contribution from your top 10 clients for the H1 of FY24?
Sorry, say that again, please.
Revenue contribution from your top 10 clients for FY24, H1 of FY24. So out of your 23-24 crore of turnover, how much turnover is received from your top 10 clients?
So, our top 15 clients contributes about 80% of the sales.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
So we take it as, 80-20 ratio, like 20% clients are contributing 80% of the sales, you can say that.
Got it.
Yeah.
And major going forward, this pattern we will continue, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you just in earlier my one of my questions, you said you were placed the import order for the bathroom faucets and all. So when we can start seeing this product in the Indian market, this product will start selling?
See, we right now will be getting our first shipment in the month of January, and same month we'll be launching, but in Gujarat and Karnataka, only two states as of now. We want to go slowly and step by step, and then we penetrate pan India.
Okay. So still it will sell under Tela brand, correct?
Yeah, Delhi.
Delhi. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. And through the same dealer distributor network of ours or new additions that we have done any?
No, with the same dealer distributor, because we have plumbing line as well. So those dealers who are already dealing with plumbing segment, they'll be our dealers for or distributors for these products as well.
And any kind of marketing spend or anything or strategies that we have identified for this?
See, we are concentrating more on contractors, builders, those who can recommend our brand in the market. So we are targeting few big contractors and builders. So hopefully, step by step, we can target more customer base. But yes, that is the strategy to target one by one contractors. Yeah.
And what's the margin that you are seeing in this product, bathroom faucets?
Bathroom faucets, what we have calculated right now is we have to keep
Just a ballpark. I'll not need the accurate number. Just a ballpark number while you're calculating what sort of margin you can achieve, or it will be better than your existing products, or it will be in the similar line. Anything. I just want to understand.
Definitely, these products will have a better margin because we are coming up with a premium segment faucets only.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can say that at least 25%.
Got
You can expect the margin. Yes. Yeah.
Got it. Thank you so much. I'll get back into the Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ananya from C Square. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, sir. So, as you mentioned about the CapEx plan and expansion, what is the anticipated return on investment?
Sorry, say that again, please.
As you have mentioned about the CapEx plan and expansion, can you throw some light on the return on investment?
See, for the CapEx, like, we have decided to put up a new unit for the bigger walls. So, yes, it will take some time, but once we have that certification, then we are open with the, you know, bigger clients. And we hope that in 3 to 4 years, you know, we can come to the par, to the break even.
Okay. And how do you plan to navigate challenges and leverage the opportunities?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
How do you plan to navigate the challenges, especially in the US market?
See, US is US. North America is a big market, and luckily we got one client in Canada who is ready to give his brand to us so that we can manufacture that brand and sell that brand in other markets as well. So we don't have to, you know, come up with our own brand and, you know, go to the market and get the orders, because they are already known among those big oil manufacturers, petroleum industries. So that gives us an edge to get into other markets as well, taking them along.
Okay. All right, sir. So, how do you plan to finance this expansion?
We are planning for the potential.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Prathamesh Dhiwar from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sir. As I again looked at your investor presentation, you are going to increase your export. But any particular area where the demand will be much more, or your focus is much more? Any country?
Definitely North America, because we are tying up with Canada and Canadian brand. And then we are targeting Saudi Arabia, because yes, Saudi has given has started giving good opportunity to all the manufacturers who can go there and manufacture. But once we have the North American brand in hand, we'll have that edge, and it's an upcoming big market. So definitely our target will be North America, then Saudi Arabia.
Okay. Yeah, got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from Cogence Invest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. So, sir, you just mentioned the North American market and expansion in Saudi. So, what's the like you said, you are for North American market, you are going with a Canadian brand. So what will be the model? Will be manufacturing in India, and then we will be supplying it to that brand, and they will be distributing it, or how will be the this model?
See, yes, for North America, yes, manufacturing is going to be in India, and we are going to manufacture that in our own factory.
Okay.
And marketing for North America, that will be done through them only, because they will be our customer. They will be our sole customer for the North America region. And for Saudi, they will give us a right, you know, right to sell. So that will have an agreement with them. So we can sell their product, their brand, by making, you know, by giving them some margins or something. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the kind of strategy we are planning here.
So what's the major risk factors or that you can see currently for this expansion as well as your current business in India? So what's the major risk that you see?
See, with the wall line, I don't see any risk or any kind of something lapses that can affect us. But you know, being open to the market, you know, if the country gone down, your currency is gone down, and there's a loss of opportunities in the market, open market, and there is no more investment going on in the infrastructure, then that will happen for everybody. But I have not seen that so far. It's been more than 25 years me working, but I can see more growth because we are coming up with very, very good products.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And in North American market, you will be going for this industrial valves only, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes, for the timing, yes.
Okay. Okay. And Saudi also in the same similar line. Okay.
Yes.
And so the last question which I'll be having. So what will be the quantum of working capital, additional working capital will be required for this new implementation?
See, we are looking at 30 CR capex for our new unit, as well as importing bathroom faucets. You know, working capital as well as capex will be requiring 30 CR.
No, I'm talking about the product that you are going to supply to the Canadian brand. So
yeah.
Additional, how much inventory or the what will be the payment terms with them? Just wanted to understand that.
Okay, okay. Sorry, I went somewhere else.
We will need.
Right now, you know, to supply to any petroleum industry, oil industry, we need one certification, which is called API, American Petroleum Institute. So that, the customer that we are talking about, he has applied for that certification for his factory, for his unit in Canada. And then we'll be API compliant because we are, getting there and we have a consultant teaching us and, getting our staff prepared for API Q1. So once we have a API compliant industry, then we can supply his brand under API certification. So once we have that API certification, then whole market will be open for us.
Okay.
And last year North American market for these specialized petroleum industry industrial walls was $80 billion.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So what? How much is the time process for getting this API license?
See, I think not more than another 2 months because we are already in the process.
Okay. So fairly, we can start supplying from Q4 of this month or this year, or Q1 of next year. What will be?
No, Q4 this year.
Okay, so Q4 you can start supplying to your Canadian partner, brand.
Yes.
Okay. And what will be the quantum of sales order or the interest that they have shown in the with Atom? Just if you can share some light on it.
See, what we have spoken about is, the first order will be about $2 million.
Okay.
So we're just hoping that they will stick to their word because we want to give them, that satisfaction that they can depend on our factory.
Got it.
Yes.
$2 million will be the first order.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Earlier, in one of the calls, you had said that on this journey towards, you know, 1,000 crores by 2030, you will see the next 3 years will be a, you know, high growth phase. So do you still stick to that statement? I mean, do you still believe that that will be the case? Because earlier you mentioned in this call that the growth will not be, you know, on the on a equal line to like 50% or so. But now you're saying 80 crores is the target you want to achieve, which is like 65% or so growth. So how should we understand about the growth cycle?
See, like I said before, we have developed few new products which are, you know, now market has accepted those and we are getting good orders for those products. And once we have that API certification, definitely, like I said, the orders are going to flow. Yes, eventually, you know, we want to achieve 1,000 CR by 2030, but we cannot commit that every year you can have 50% growth. So this is what I was trying to tell them, I don't know. By 2030, 1,000 CR is our target, and we want to do anything to achieve that.
Okay. So based on this, the statement you mentioned, like these new products you have introduced and the API certification, so that will give a huge bump to revenues, correct? So yes. Is it fair to assume that FY 2025-26, the next 2 years after this, will be significant? So that will see a very huge jump in revenues and margins will be much better.
We are really hopeful. Yeah, we are hoping for that.
Okay. And
we are targeting as per that as well.
Correct. Okay, got it. And for the rest of the year, so in the next H2, you will be needing a very good amount of growth to reach your target. Will margins also move along similar lines? Like, will they also see a good improvement?
Yes, you will. Because you're talking about this year, right?
Yes. So for the H2.
Because like I said before, we have spent a lot on the marketing and that has reduced our, you know, PAT from, if you talk about in percentage. But we are targeting at least 12 to 13% to maintain that PAT. Accordingly, EBITDA will improve as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And any near-term challenges you foresee which will, you know, kind of restrict you from this growth path? Anything you'd like to highlight?
Challenge, you know, within this year or with the growth that we are planning?
In the near to medium term, you know, like this rest of the H2 maybe, or next year, the year after, any not... Of course, it all depends on the market.
Yeah,
something in your business which, you know, kind of poses a hurdle.
We are very much hopeful that we'll get an API in 2 months. But it might take, 3 months, 4 months, because we are dependent on somebody and, with the new clauses and new certification, you can just set a target. But it all depends on the certification body.
Mm.
So okay. Maybe that's the challenge. That's the only challenge that we have. But otherwise, we have our own product. We have our own market. And we are confident about our marketing, especially domestic market.
Okay, so got it. Yes, yeah. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Prathamesh Diwar from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to follow up. Sir, the exports are going to increase. So, sir, are we expecting the margins to improve more or will the export market also has same margins only like domestic?
No. Definitely there will be a better margin in exports. There is no doubt in it. And overall, if we, you know, get a good orders in export, then margins will go up.
And by when are you seeing like 23% of the revenue from exports? In which year are you planning?
See, like I said, we are, getting there. And hopefully you can see that in 2 years.
Okay, 2 years.
Yeah.
FY26.
Yes, FY26.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the end of the question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Gopal Chandnath for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for all of Atom Worlds Limited. If you have any query, you can write us at info@kirinadvisors.com. Once more, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.
Thank you.